listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Life. So glad that you're joining us today. And we have a power-packed morning.
Amen.
Keep your dial set right here on 89.9. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we have a number of guests. There are amazing things happening in our nation today, with revival fires that are being stirred, a movie about revival that Barry's going to tell us about. We still have some tickets to give away. I think we have about 16 tickets left to give away. We're going to talk about that in a few moments. We're down to 12 now. Okay, we're only down to 12. Karen, give out our phone number, because people are going to want to call us this morning, I'm sure.
That phone number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
And let me just throw out a little bit of a teaser. We do have Jonathan Kahn scheduled for the 8th of March. And so you want to put that on your calendar, plan to be with us that day. We're going to be talking about his most recent book, and also about what God is saying to him about what's taking place in our nation today. And so Jonathan Kahn will be joining us right here on Wednesday Live on the 8th. We have a lot of great things coming up, other guests that are already scheduled as well. But right now I want to go right to John Nelson. John.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Tell us what your needs are and what's going on. We want to get the word out. I know you have some golf events and other things going on, but you have some needs, I think.
We've got the March 3rd foster kids deal going with the Miami Heat. We've been taking the kids down to the stadium for about 9 years now. That's always an exciting event. Thankfully, we're fully funded for that, and thank you to everybody that helped with that. June 23rd, we're doing our 8th annual golf tournament out at Sandpiper Bay, which was the old Club Med. Wyndham has bought that golf club and that whole resort, and they have just put so much time and energy. It's just a wonderful golf course now. So that's going to be June 23rd. Still looking for some really great hole sponsors. You guys allow us to talk about those sponsors on the radio. We do a lot of radio. We do a lot of social media. We know we want our sponsors to be able to get some blessings back for the investment that they make in us. So that's going to be a great golf tournament. I mean, I don't know how good I'll golf. Keith Masters says he's going to show up again dressed like he's a polo match player, but we love him to death. That guy's the best dressed, aren't we?
He is. He is. We present him from WCNO as our best dressed street preacher, you know.
Amen.
Isn't that lovely?
It is lovely. So you have these events coming up.
A lot about what's going on. Yeah, we got two. We got that. We got, we're actually really excited about this. I got a local company owner who's a huge surfer. He's out here almost every day. we're going to actually do our first day out of surfing out there on the Stewart Beach. It's still in the planning stage, but we're really excited about that. You know, our mission's been the kids. We want to get the kids involved in stuff to keep them away from all that other stuff going on. And then people that are in recovery, you know, so we're going to do our first ever surf event. So we're going to be talking about that along with the golf tournament. You know, it's just being excited to be able to be involved in such a community. And you guys were talking about revival earlier. Listen, our nation needs a revival.
Yes. Amen.
And it starts with us.
Yes.
It starts with us.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm really, I just love everything that you guys are about. You've allowed us to do things. We got a great program coming up in April on the Friday that David and the girls are working on. That's going to be so exciting to get that launched. You know, what can we do to get the word out and restart this nation on the right track? It starts right here in our own town.
Amen. Well, John, one thing you can do, some people do not know anything about Families Recover, and so just give us a short snippet of who you are and why you're so passionate about saving lives.
Gotcha. We started as Families Against Drunk Driving 10 years ago. We had some really tragic stuff go on with us and then some really good people in the community. So we stepped up and started a 501c3 nonprofit with the mission of drunk driving. And then soon after, the heroin and opiate thing took off and we were losing so many people to overdose that we added FamiliesRecover.org. And you guys all know my story. And, you know, I lost my wife to this 5 years ago. And it just really put more of a passion into the things that we're trying to get out there and get it going. People don't realize it can happen to your family. It don't matter where you come from. You know,
very
just
true.
Getting that word of education and prevention out is just such a passion of mine. And I know a whole lot of other people are passionate about it also. So.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, John, I'm looking at this flyer, and I know people can reach you by phone as well as by going to your website. Could you give that information out for people that are listening right now?
You can reach us at familiesrecover.org or john@familiesrecover.org, or you can call me, and we advertise on the radio station. My cell phone number is 772-285-5828. And we love WCNO, and there's prayer and share coming up, so we got to make use of that group so we can stay on the air.
Amen, amen, amen. You're right, John, and incidentally, of course, that's coming up real soon, and letters are going to be going out. And we have promo spots that are on air right now. And this is going to be, I believe it's going to be a most significant time for us as a ministry, because the day has come when we must replace all of our equipment at our tower. That means our transmitter and all the supportive equipment that is out there has to be totally replaced. We've had too many breakdowns. We've been off the air too many times. We have had issues with power supply, but we're looking at $100,000, John, to replace this equipment. And to all of our churches and all of our ministries, all of the businesses that support us, just asking you to dig a little deeper and pray hard about this and consider what you could do to invest into the future of this ministry, because having equipment that works, that is, you know, that we can buy components for to replace is really important for us, because we sense these days are days of great need in our nation, and this ministry is a part of God's plan to reach this generation. So thank you, John, for sharing that. Listen, once again,
we love you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that. You support us, I know, personally as well as with your ministry, and we love to lift you up. And to all of our families out there, all of us have been touched by addiction. All of us have been touched by the attacks of the enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy. So John Nelson, your frontline, familiesrecover.org, a great place to go and become a part. If you're a golfer or you're not a golfer, if you want to just help out and save lives, this is a great place to invest.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John. Day. Have a blessed day. Talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
All right, Barry, Tell us about the movie that is coming out tonight. I mean, we have some tickets. The movie's coming out tonight. It's by ticket only, and this is it's like a pre. I think it's a previewing. Do you need some water down that way?
Thank you.
There we go.
It's all choked up about this.
The enemy does not want this news getting out. Yeah. Listen, there's a tremendous revival that took place back in the 70s, and this revival that took place that brought thousands into the kingdom of God, and many of the leaders we have today were actually brought into the kingdom during that move of God, who are serving today, were brought in during those days. I actually was introduced to deeper dimensions of the work of God during the charismatic renewal as well. Right. It covered our nation. And so what a time, Barry, for this movie to be hitting the streets just as we are having an awakening and a movement of the Holy Spirit all across our nation in different college campuses.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Ashbury and then Lee College and then all these other
many others.
Samford, and so it's incredible. Yeah, this movie is just it's very eye-opening and very especially for people that were impacted during that time, and I guess we all were because we've been ministered to by people that were impacted and people that came to the Lord during that time. Such individuals as Greg Laurie, who really a big part of the movie, one of the producers, and also his story is in there, how he actually came to the Lord, and probably one of the most important scenes to me, or that meant the most to me in the movie, was actually I just started weeping, and that was when he was baptized, and you know, he realized and he actually committed his life to the Lord and was baptized, and I just started thinking what a crucial time this was, and you know that at this time, and then you think about all the thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people that's come to the Lord through his ministry, through the big events that he has all over the world in the stadiums.
Still going on.
Yeah, still
going on.
The harvest is still coming in.
Still
going on.
So this movie is called what?
It's called Jesus Revolution.
Jesus Revolution. It documents the move of God that took place across our nation. And you're talking about Greg Laurie. I know thousands of young people literally left secular communes and music festivals and nights of drugs and sex and found their way to the cross and came into the kingdom of God during those days. A powerful, powerful story.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we're hungry again. So viewing, the tickets we have to give away, we have 12 tickets right here that can be given away. We need your name. And what else do we need?
We need a name telephone and a phone number. Yeah,
okay.
So we can verify.
Name and phone numbers. And we have 12 tickets. This is for the viewing tonight.
Tonight at 7 p.m. Well, we need to be there around 6:30 so we can get everybody get in, because I don't think we're going to let anybody in after 7. So Treasure Coast Mall at the theater there. Yes.
Treasure Coast Mall tonight.
Yes.
Jesus Revolution. We have 12 tickets that are available. First callers are going to get the tickets, because we're here in the last day. We want every seat filled at the theater. And so, Karen, let's get those numbers out.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
Once again, this is the advanced showing of Jesus Revolution. The movie is going to be at the Treasure Coast Theater right here in Jensen Beach. And if you would like to have a ticket and attend that event, these tickets are made available right here at WCNO today. Give us a call right now. We only have 12 tickets left. That number is 221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we do have phone lines that are open right now, and we will take your call. And I want to see every seat filled at that theater. Now, it is tonight.
Yes.
It's tonight. This is only for tonight, so you can't say, well, you know, I'll go on Friday. The movie will be there, but you're going to be paying if you go after tonight. But if you would like a ticket, maybe you, your spouse, maybe you'd like to do something special with your family, and carry the fire of revival. I believe this is so appropriate that, and some people are looking, they're questioning, they're wondering what's going on at Asbury, what's going on at Lee, what's going on at some of these other colleges. I understand there may be more than 20 colleges that right now are experiencing students. Mm-hmm. Not leadership from the college team, not the presidents and not the teachers and not the chapel speakers, but students are saying, let's seek God. Let's seek God. And they're worshiping, they're praying, they're bringing their friends, people are being saved. There's a tremendous move of God that's taking place right now today. So this is a great way to get involved. Anything else you want to share about the movie, Barry?
Just, if you can't make it tonight, it is going to be going to be in all the theaters around the country for, I believe, at least 2 weeks. And
I want to get out and see it. I can't go tonight. Yeah. I'd love to go tonight. But, this is significant, and this is a part of our spiritual history here in our nation, and it actually is just a glimpse back at probably the last great national move of God in our nation. There have been pockets of revival that have shown up, and this is a tremendous, tremendous thing. This film documents it. Again, you can call us right here at WCNO. We have 12 tickets left. Once these are gone, this will be all that we have for the viewing, the advanced showing of Jesus Revolution, documenting the move of God back in the 70s. And so this film is going to be at the Treasure Coast Theater, Jensen Beach, and that will be tonight. You need to be at the theater probably by 6:30, 7 o'clock. They will not be letting anyone else in. I believe that's correct. Is that correct, Barry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're going to have a table set up where people will just check in, and that table will be removed, and so they probably won't be able to check in after 7 o'clock.
Give us a one-minute overview on Taken TV, what's taking place. Just let people know who you are, how they can get connected with Taken.
Okay, well, Taken TV is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a streaming service. We're you can watch us on both your phones, your TVs. You can download the Taken TV app on Apple and Android. Also on your Roku, Apple TV, and your Android TV, all those.
Hey, Pastor Rick, stand by.
Taken TV streams all sorts of Christian content. We have a few movies. We have Christian talk shows. We have kids shows. We have a lot of different content, and we're constantly growing and looking for new content. We're looking for pastors that would like to come on and have their message available on the network. We're also looking for movie makers, TV shows, documentaries, and all. Still, we just uploaded two new documentaries that are really, really cool. One is about the making of a Christian Broadway musical, and the other one is about a female CEO and how her struggle to do what she does in the media area. And yeah, so we've got a lot of great content.
It's a great channel. We've loaded it. I've found some great things for my family to watch. We've been even some Abbott and Costello. there are some good. My wife was talking about that. I mean, there are some wholesome things to watch that are humorous. So you actually are in the birthing days of Taken, and we look forward to Taken taking a much larger share of the market in the days to come. Once again, we have 12 tickets. I believe we may have a caller on the line now. I don't know what we have left. The switchboard will keep us informed. But we have 12 tickets. We had 12 tickets. And this is for the Jesus Revolution Advanced Showing taking place tonight at the Jensen Beach Theater, Treasure Coast Theater, and you need to be able to be there by 6:30 or after 7. The plan is to no longer allow people into the theater. We want to see every seat filled. Thank you, Barry, for making these tickets available to us. Mm-hmm. We've already given out quite a few, and so this is what we have left, and this is a great blessing for this advanced showing. All right, we're going to go to our next guest at this time. Barry, thank you so much for stopping in the studio today. I know you were kind of rushing around, and you're always welcome here. You can duck in and grab a seat anytime you like. I want to welcome now, we have a pastor who is joining us, Pastor Rick Caraway, and we want to just welcome you on air, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor Jack. How are you?
All right, we're doing fantastic, and we want to promote an event that is coming up. Tell us about this concert that's getting ready to happen right here on the Treasure Coast. People are going to want to come from Palm Beach and down south. Some may want to come in from Okeechobee and up into Indian River County. This is going to be a dynamic evening and a tremendous night of ministry.
Well, Pastor Jonathan, I couldn't have me said it better. Yes, we bring Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. And let me tell you, I am excited to have such a great artist coming into our Port St. Lucie area right here at the Mid Florida Event Center, 9221 Southeast Event Center Drive. What an awesome opportunity for this area.
Amen. And how can tickets be located at this point?
Well, right now, up until that is the 24th, we are having a promotional ticket sales, which ends on Friday. That sale is $35 plus taxes and fees. And then, of course, starting on Saturday, we're going to go back to $40 for regular general admission and $50 for VIP.
All right. So once again, this evening of worship and concert with Anthony Brown and the team, what is the date of this event?
The events will be taking place April the 15th, 4 p.m. through 7 p.m., and let me also say, we're going to a showcase of one of our upcoming and uprising Floridian Port St. Lucian group, dance group. And I tell you, if you like good Christian music, you just want to be a part of something that's dynamic, we're asking everybody to come on out. Don't wait. Get your tickets now. Get your tickets now.
All right. I'm going to go to the spot that that we have on air just so people can connect with it, Pastor, and then I'll come out and we'll give the contact information one more time. So just stand by, Pastor, and we're going to go to the spot.
I'm going to invite you to come on out to the Mid-Florida Center on April the 15th at 4 p.m. through 7 p.m. and enjoy Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Bring a friend. Tickets purchased between February the 17th and the 24th, $35 only, plus tax and fees while they last. For ticket information, you can dial 772-807-4488. We are looking forward to seeing you.
Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, that song, Thought You Were Worth Saving, that is a powerful song, worth dying for. I am so glad that that God so loved us that he considered that we were worth dying for. That's a staggering, amazing reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pastor, one more time, tell us the concert's coming up when?
The concert will be coming up on April the 15th at 4 p.m., 7 p.m. And let me also just say we will be having a personal interview with Anthony Brown right here at WCNO, so we're looking forward to that. That will be coming up in the next few days or week, and we're looking forward.
Very good, very good. Pastor, we're cutting out a little bit on the phone, but again, just wanting to let all of you know that there is time to buy tickets at the reduced rate, $35, for the Anthony Brown concert that's coming up. And we're picking up some other stuff here. we have some other broadcasts trying to join us here today. Pastor, we want to thank you for linking up with us today. God bless you, and we'll be in touch. And want to encourage you to get your tickets, make reservations, make plans to be at that powerful afternoon of worship.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jonathan. We look forward to seeing you next time.
All right. God bless. God bless. Take care. Goodbye. All right, we still have phone lines open, I believe, and so we still have some tickets available for this pre-advanced showing. The movie's coming, Jesus Revolution is coming, but tonight is advanced showing. We have a few tickets left. If you want to get your name on that list to be a part of that showing tonight, give us a call right here at the station. That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and we will take your name and let you know what you need to do to be able to get in tonight. You need to be in around 6:30, plan to be there, and we're believing that God is involved in timing, that this film about the moving of the Holy Spirit during the great, some called it different things, but it was a great awakening of young people across our nation coming into the kingdom of God. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands were baptized and came into the kingdom of God. A tremendous, tremendous thing. All right, well, we have now disconnected with Pastor Rick, and so we're going to move ahead. And we just had another wonderful, wonderful friend, longtime friend here of the ministry, Steve Muschlitz. We welcome you today to our studio, yep. And we are so thankful that God has kept us to be a part of what he is doing right now. And so, David, I think you've been kind of connecting and reaching out to Steve, and this is kind of like it's an awesome day for us, Steve, because every time we've met with you, we've just sensed that God has his hand on your life, God has great plans for your life, and God has used you in great ways, and I'm confident God's not finished.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been back and forth in touch, and one of the coolest, you know, Steve started Wheels from the Heart, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, around 2014.
2014.
We gave away our first automobile was 2014.
And this was, you're focusing on single moms that really, they need a car to get to work. I mean, and take their kids to the doctor. They have no way of otherwise having gainful employment or taking care of their family. And so God put it on your heart to give a cars to, you know, people that he'd put on your heart to give them to.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how God put a extremely broken, insecure, people-pleasing person into the car business. How's that work out?
You're talking about who?
Yeah, there's a scratch about 1 millimeter on the car that you might want to look at when you consider buying it. Like, you know, like an honest car guy, really? Come on, guys, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that is sort of a different
But mindset. As you know, if we open our eyes and minds and heart and look backwards and understand why things happen for the kingdom in God's eyes and his ways, he put me in that business to create Wheels from the Heart.
Yeah.
Without the car business, I wouldn't have the knowledge, the advantage, the relationships, just the know-it-all, you know, not know-it-all, I don't know it all, I don't mean that, but just the knowledge to be able to do this ministry.
That's cool. And you told me on the phone the other day that you'd just given away another car, and how many cars does that make?
That was our 160th car.
160 cars.
160? Wow.
Yes. Can I read something to you?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, sure. Let me read you a text from a woman that had reached out to me, and she's, you know, desperate, has a child, and she needed a car, and she was starting a new job. Well, she was trying to get a job, and she had applied, and then she had called me and said, "Hey, listen, I got a job. I guess I can say with FP&L."
Yeah,
and
awesome.
So We gave her a car, and then she wrote this little note to me. She said, "Good morning, Steve. I just want to take the time to thank you again. Words cannot express how grateful I truly am. Yesterday, I had to go for orientation. And even with a car, it literally took me nearly 2 hours to get to work due to heavy traffic. So imagine if I had to take the bus. I'm believing God to do wonders in your life. I'm so blessed to have this wonderful opportunity to work with this wonderful company. This is listed amongst the Fortune 500 companies. There is so much room for advancement, and the company offers great incentives for good work performance. Again, thank you for providing me with a vehicle to be able to have reliable transportation to work."
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, we had an opportunity one day to give a car away right here at the station.
Right.
And I'll never forget asking that lady, you know, what it was like to not have transportation. I believe she had four children.
Correct.
And she talked about walking from Stewart to Jupiter with her four children to get to a medical appointment.
Yeah.
And this lady was in one of our local churches, and actually it was one of the pastoral staff that called and responded when heard about, you know, this vision you have and the opportunity. And it was moving. I tried to think about that and what that would look like, and I've never been in that place. And this is an opportunity for people who have needs that have no place to turn,
right,
to have their needs met. It's an opportunity for people who want to make a difference. Talk to us about what's happening right now, Steve. People that have a vehicle that would like to donate, maybe you went and you were looking at picking up a new car, and they told you that you know, your powder puff is worth $2, right, or $50, or $500.
Right.
I've been there before. It's kind of frustrating, and you're like, "That's, what do you mean my car's only worth that?"
Absolutely, I just put new tires on it.
There you go.
$500.
There you go.
But we never get back what we put into the car, you know. So
no.
Well, if anyone on their heart has a car laying around that they're not using, they feel maybe it's not a great car, trust me, it's a great car, because it's God's car, and it's it could be used to, you know, help a single mom and her children drive for a better life. I say, you know, you can give a single mother a ride to work for a day. If you give her a car, she drives for a better life.
There you go.
So you can get a tax write-off, which is, you know, that's incentive, but really the incentive is to really change a life. And a lot of people name their cars. So just imagine passing Betty on to a single mom and her kids and watching them flourish. You know, so you can donate the car. It's a full tax write-off. Some cars we're able to fix and repair. And like, you know, you said, Jonathan, if you're going to trade your car in, I've had several people say, you know, I'm blessed. I really don't need that extra little bit of money they're giving me for the car, which I know is way worth more. Like I say, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. If you give that to a mother, I mean, that's gone in a month.
Yeah.
If you give her a $3,000 car, that's a whole new life change. I mean, it's everything. If you close your eyes, well, don't close your eyes because you're all driving. But if you imagine what you do from the time you get up to the time you go to sleep and how much your car assisted you in your daily needs, and then when you imagine when your car has a problem and you take it to the mechanic and it's only a day or two, it's chaos. So imagine not having a car at all, any solution, any opportunity. The prices of used cars have become ridiculous.
Yes.
The interest rates are ridiculous. They prey on people with this buy here, pay here. They charge 30% interest, and it's by law.
Yeah.
I'd really like to find the guy that passed that law and ask him what was going on there.
Yeah, what was he thinking?
Yeah, 30%. I mean, come on. Legally, 30%? That's you know, crazy. Mm. So. Just if you have it on your heart, or even to donate, you know, it's wheelsfromtheheart.org. There's a donate button. You can put a mother back to work, back to school, back to taking care of her kids. And just without a car, it's impossible. You know, I drove here. Without the car, I wouldn't be here. And neither would any of you.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. Wheelsfromtheheart.org.
Correct.
Wheelsfromtheheart.org. Or is there a number that people can call?
Pretty easy number to remember. God gave me a great number to remember. It's 561-445-7444. So a 5 and a 7 amongst a bunch of 4s. So that could, you know, help you remember that number.
There you go. 561-445-7444. And, of course, if you want to call into the station right now, we will make sure that that information is passed on to Steve. And it's been a little while since we have reminded you of this great opportunity to make a difference, maybe in not only one life, but we're talking about moms with kids that have a job and want to work, who just need some help to do what they're able to do.
Yep.
And so this really is a helping hand up. It's not so much a handout. It's a hand to help someone up to be responsible in the way that they want to be. And, you know, it's not just for the parent, but it's also for the child to see their parents being responsible and doing their part and not just looking for a handout, but looking for an opportunity to actually be responsible for their families. And to do this with the love of God is an awesome thing.
And the kids get to go to sporting events or different activities that they normally wouldn't get to. I mean, the trickle-down's amazing. And I really say that there's very few things out there that's an instant impact. You know, you can give them housing they still have to pay for, or you can give them a job they still have to work, you can give them clothing they still have to wear the clothing to go to work, you give them a car, I mean, hundreds of doors are open immediately. It's just a life change. And the problem that I've come across is most of us as Americans have, you know, we're blessed to have the have a car at 16 or the use of a car at 16. So we can't comprehend. I've had many people say, what do you mean they don't have a car? I don't have a car. They don't know how to fix a car. They get afraid of the car. People don't understand the chaos that a single mother goes through raising children by herself, barely making it through the day with minimum wage or whatever she's fighting for, and then, you know, not having a car. Something's got to give. And, you know, they just can't keep the car clean sometimes. They can't wash. You know, they're just all the things that because of all
it's
that stuff. That's
It's overwhelming.
So, the car is just it's just a huge impact, and it's a huge blessing. And, you know, if you get involved, you can even hand the keys on to that mother if you'd like to connect with that family that gets the car, and that's always something special.
Now, Steve, someone may not have a car to give today, but maybe they have $100. Maybe they would be able to help out. Maybe they could provide a gas card. What are some other things that any of our listeners today could do to step in and be a part of this chain of love that reaches out and gives somebody a helping hand with wheels?
Yeah, we had, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of guys out there. You guys have old classic cars sitting around, and I know you love them, and you want to, eventually you're going to have to get rid of them. Why not donate them to us, and we can actually take them to an auction and sell them and buy several cars, and you get a donation.
There you go.
We just were at an auction in Lakeland. I've been working with them for a couple years, and somebody gave us a 92 Jaguar, 68,000-mile car, very clean, garage kept, you know, very pretty car. And we ran that. And the blessing, what was crazy, is we ran it. It sold. All that money goes to the charity.
Wow.
And then the guy donated it back. And then we ran it again. So we were able to buy almost 2 cars just by, you know, being able to auction off that car. So even if it's a car that's not appropriate to give to a mother, and that Jaguar wasn't appropriate for several reasons, mainly just the expense of keeping it up. If something goes wrong, I mean, forget it, yet alone, you know, all the other things. So even if you have a car, a truck, a van, somebody donated, a friend of mine worked for Nike, and he had a show van, you know, one of these big Born Frees, and then the back was empty, and it had clothing racks, and the customer would come out into the van, and they'd show the clothes, buy their clothes, whatever. Said, Steve, it's been sitting here, you know, for 2 years in my storage. I'm paying the storage. I don't know what to do with it. Could your ministry use it? I said, absolutely. We picked it up. We fixed it. My mechanic got it running. And, you know, we sold it. And we were able to buy 2 cars.
Out of that one.
Yeah. And then, you know, talking to the gentleman who's a Christian that donated, was so excited. I told him, listen, you were able to buy 2 cars and actually fix 1 car with what you did. And he was like overwhelmed, like something that he thought was junk, that he kind of was a headache to him. He wanted to get rid of it, stop paying $100 a month to store it, turned into a huge blessing for 3 families.
Wow. Steve, I want for you to share with us just a tad bit of your God story. You know, all of us are on a journey. And the awesome thing about God is that it meets us where we are. And he continues to meet us where we are and continues to give us opportunities to grow forward. I recently had someone, they were just so deflated because of some failures in their life. They looked at themselves as being a big failure. I said, wait a minute. You know, if you are moving forward, I love John Maxwell had this teaching, failing forward. Falling forward, falling yeah. forward. And we have 11 tickets that are left. Barry, one more time, jump in there on the mic and give out that information. Only 11 tickets left for the showing tonight.
Yeah, tonight at Treasure Coast Mall for Jesus Revolution. So, yeah, 11 tickets left. Call in, and we're going to be meeting there between 6:30, 6:45. Just be there definitely before 7, because no one will be in after that. But, yeah, it's a great movie. It's done by the Irwin Brothers, and they're the ones that did I Can Only Imagine. They've done some great, well done. Great films. Yes, yes. And this is, listening to several interviews on the movie, the brothers say that this is the best film they've ever done. He waited 10 years to make this movie because he just didn't know, you know, was waiting for the right time. And he said, yeah, this is most powerful, and they've made a lot of movies. But call in at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
All right, and I'm going to come right back to Steve Mushlitz, Wills from the Heart. We're going to be talking a little more with him and want him to share a little bit of his God story that motivated him to do something with cars. You may just be tuning in today. Maybe you didn't catch the first part of what Steve shared today. But before we do that, we have Ma and Paul in the studio, and since we're talking about revival and the just the great season that we see right now taking place. I know Ma and Paul have been watching the news. They're tuned into it. You know, sometimes you have to tune into more than just the secular news if you want to get God news. Good news comes, you know, through God. So sometimes we have to do that. Well, for many years, Ma and Paul and many of their fellow Christians in the local churches have been praying for revival. Their vision has been not just for their locality, but for America and the world. Their prayer has been exceedingly passionate, and their zeal has convinced many more Christian folks to join them. The Asbury Revival and the subsequent beginnings of revival in other colleges ignited by that revival have greatly heartened Ma and Paul and their fellows. This has brought an increase of inspiration to pray even more often and with even more zeal for this fresh healing move of the Holy Spirit. With every move of God throughout history, there are always naysayers who believe they need to extinguish the passion of those in the midst of spiritual renewal. Could it be their fear of Spirit-led worship that tends to flourish without orderly liturgical structures? Or it might be abundant joy of being in the presence of the Lord that makes them uncomfortable. Well, there are probably many other motives that stimulate certain people to cause a stampede of self-righteousness that tramples those enjoying the spiritual freedom of revival. At any rate, Ma and Paul are having to deal with such people, and we're going to see just how they address this significant concern.
Hey, Paul, you got a minute?
You know, that's my line, right?
What?
Just joking. But seriously, you got a look on your face that maybe all them 87,000 IRS agents, the government hard, are all auditing your tax return. What's up?
Well, just got back from the hairdresser.
You still going to MMA's Follicle Heaven?
I am. Why'd you ask?
Well, the last couple of times you went, it looked like she took one of them electric hedge clippers to your hair. I ain't said nothing, though, because you seemed to like what she'd done.
Oh, Pa. I felt so bad for her. You see, she lost sight in one of her eyes a couple of months ago. She hasn't found a way yet of compensating for that. So sometimes she cuts off more than she should. Well, I was hoping she'd have her sight restored. But in the meantime, I didn't want to make her feel bad. You understand, don't you?
I do understand. You have a good heart, Ma. But if you're going to continue that practice, I think a wig might be in order. At least when you get home, you can cover the damage till your hair grows out a bit.
Maybe, maybe. But anyway, while I was there, old Margaret Pimpelots was in the other chair. I was talking to Emma May about the Asbury Revival, how exciting it was to finally see that sort of thing firing up. And old Margaret cut right in and says, "That ain't no real revival. That's a bunch of wild college students probably all liquored up and yelling and screaming just for that attention."
What? Where did she get that idea?
Well, she said it was like that when she was in college. All college students are alike, she said. But really, I think she's just scared about the fresh move of the Holy Spirit. She don't know what to do with it.
I agree with you, Ma. There's a lot of folks like that who don't see what the Lord's doing in this revival. Why, just yesterday I was talking with old Clyde Dinglewart down at the feed store. He goes to that church what meets in the old funeral home downtown, the Gushing Well of Grace Church. He said he didn't believe true revival would start with college students because they ain't responsible enough to carry it on.
Well, that ain't right. You know, it's not what people do with revival. It's what God does with those who get revived. And why not college students? Why not begin with them? They're younger, they got more energy, and in a time when their youthful idealism can be hijacked by attractive worldviews, who better to receive the absolute truth of God? His truth frees them up to be their best, doesn't bind them to lies that squelch their potential.
Mom, I couldn't have said it better myself. And I said something like that to old Clyde. Well, he just harumphed and walked off, shaking his head. You know, there's some folks in the church what are afraid of the revival they say they've been praying for. They get an idea in their heads about how it's supposed to look. And then, when God moves in His perfect will, they all get twitchy because they don't see it coming.
You know, what you just said reminds me of how the Bible reveals the state of the mind of the Jewish leaders when Jesus walked on the earth. He is the Messiah, and they had been praying for Him for hundreds of years. But when He came, they didn't recognize Him.
You know, that's kind of like when we were in high school, and I'd been praying even then for God to show me a woman I could spend my life with. I was looking at all them tall blonde girls who were dating the football and basketball players. Then one day, during homeroom, I put my eyes on you. I never thought of a short brunette girl who walked funny.
What? You never told me that. Walking funny? What's with that?
Yeah. When you walked, you kind of wobbled to the left.
I have never wobbled to the left. How can you say that?
I saw it with my own eyes, Ma. I thought maybe you had one leg shorter than the other. Or it might have had one of them bunions on your left foot. I don't know, but, you know, I found it to be kind of cute.
Well, let's get back to our original discussion, okay? We've established that God don't do things that fit into our expectations. So the revival He's setting on fire today is beginning where He wants it to start. And it's going to go where He wants it to go.
I agree. And, you know, I believe that part of our mission in these days is to help other believers shift their gaze to what God is actually doing and challenge the naysayers with the actual evidence of the Holy Spirit outpouring in this revival.
Yeah, especially the repentance and the Spirit-filled worship and the testimonies of folks whose lives have actually changed.
Yep, and this being a true revival, it won't be long before there's such an enormous bunch of saved folks with powerful testimonies that no one, I mean no one, can ignore the truth.
I know the Christian news outlets, some of those conservative news folks have been reporting on it already. I wonder if the others, news outlets are ever going to talk about it.
Well, you know, they're ignoring it for now, Ma. But day's going to come when they can't. But first they're going to try to make it sound negative. Like, here's a headline for you. College students across the nation suffer from mass hallucinations due to excessive schoolwork. Or maybe this one. Experts suggest recent COVID-19 vaccine boosters responsible for mental illness in young adults.
Yeah, and they try to put revival in a bad light. But when other folks start getting saved, then what are they going to do? This truth can't be hidden for very long.
I know it. Revival will jump right out of the colleges and into mainstream society. Folks in every age and environment will begin hearing the gospel, some for the first time. Oh, Ma, this revival ain't gonna fizzle. It's gonna spread like wildfire.
Oh, ain't it wonderful to be alive in these days, Pa? to be in the front lines of what God's doing, to be smack dab in the middle of such a powerful move of the Holy Spirit.
It is for sure. You know, it reminds me of that time when I was 8 years old and I discovered Kraft macaroni and cheese. It was amazing. Anyway, so we better get to work. We got to get to work, Ma. Let's get our heads together and come up with ways to help our fellow believers focus on the truth instead of looking in the wrong direction. Yeah, revival ain't just on the way anymore. It's here.
I agree. But first, you and me need to have a little talk about your memories of our first meet in high school. Pa, I ain't never wobbled. Not then, not now, and never in between.
All right, maybe wobble is too strong a word. Perhaps twitchy limp might be more accurate.
Pa.
Well, we'll leave Ma and Paul to work out this little disagreement. Overall, though, they did make a good point about how Christians perceive God's work today. The church seems to be sitting back and waiting to see if the Asbury revival is a real thing. Many are hopeful, of course, but not yet willing to fully embrace this mighty move of the Spirit. We encourage you to take a close look at these extraordinary events, and if you lack assurance, ask God to confirm what he's doing right now. He has no problem with this, and every believer who gets a witness about this revival becomes a source of encouragement for other believers. The Asbury revival is the spark that has set on fire the dry tinder of a church long awaiting the refreshing rain of God's loving power for spiritual renewal. Let us celebrate and give God an awesome hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, Barry, you have tickets about the last great move of God that was in our nation. I believe God has put it right here before us at this time to stir up excitement and faith.
Absolutely, Jesus Revolution. See it tonight. We've got call on in. Call in now to the number here at the studio, which is...
Which is
772-221-1100.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So call in tonight. We will be at the theater at 6 this evening, and 6:30, I'm sorry. Movie starts at 7, and it's going to be a great show.
Amen. Amen. And who knows, maybe Ma and Paul will make it out there. I don't know. You know, they show up at different places around the coast here of Florida and occasionally make it out to these events again. Barry Alsobrook with Taken TV is in the studio, stopped by this morning, and he is helping us get the word out, getting some tickets out. I think we have about 11 tickets left to go for the Jesus Revolution Advanced Showing right here at Treasure Coast Theater. Need to be there about 6:30 tonight, 7 o'clock they'll be closing the doors. Keep that in mind. All right, Steve, we have Steve Mischlitz with us from Wills From the Heart, great, great ministry and a great brother. Why do you do this?
Well, first of all, I bet you if you see Ma and Pa tonight, she won't be wobbling.
Yeah, so I'm going to stick with Ma. Oh, my.
It's some corrective shoes. They're expensive.
See, us men, we always have a solution. Duct tape, gum, whatever it takes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Well, you know, it's just, again, it's I challenge anyone out there just to find your purpose. And it doesn't, you know, as long as it's for God, it doesn't matter the size of the deed. It's the heart in the deed.
There you go.
Simple as a cup of coffee can change someone's life.
Yeah.
So don't try not to compare yourself, like you were saying about failure. If we look in the world's eyes, we can always find how we failed.
Yeah.
You know, if we measure ourselves to the world, there's always somebody with more, bigger house, smaller house, middle house. There's always, you're never on, you just never, you know, have it all.
Yeah.
And so you have to compare it in God's eyes and how he created you exactly to who he wanted you to be and the talents he gave you for what to use for him and his glory. I'm a big, huge fan of Tim Tebow. Just love that guy. I want to meet him more than anything. Just listened to a podcast yesterday, and he was sharing about a study that was done in Miami. I kind of probably piece it, but real quick, it was different groups were to do write down different things each day, and one of the groups was to write down for 10 weeks each day what they were grateful for. And it was proven that after that 10 weeks, that it changed their lives.
Just a simple, just 10 days.
Or 10 weeks.
Or 10 weeks.
10 weeks, once a day, what I'm grateful. You know, sunshine, light, bed, and have a roof over my head, whatever it was. Yeah. And it was proven that it changed their lives.
Wow.
And so he had shared that yesterday. And I don't know if anybody knows his story, but probably the greatest football player of all time. Can, you know, just the things he achieved. And he basically, his mother as missionary, had four kids, and they were in the Philippines or somewhere witnessing and doing what they do. And Tim was pregnant, our mom was pregnant with Tim, and she got very ill, and she was advised to have an abortion.
Wow.
And throughout the whole, it was a very rough pregnancy. She, you know, already had four kids. I think she might have been a little older, and everybody kept telling her, you know, listen, you have to abort this child. And so his father called him a miracle. And for his whole life, told him he was a miracle. And that made him believe, I'm a miracle, and I'm here to do something great. And that is why his journey, if you look now, how funny is it? It's not funny. It's actually maybe sad, maybe glorious. At the Super Bowl, there was Jesus commercials. And then the gentleman, Damon Hamlin, that passed, you know, on the field, all the people that prayed for him. Look at all the people that were kneeling. And how acceptable it is today. And back when Tim started it, he was mocked for doing that. And now everybody's. You look at the two quarterbacks, both devout Christians, giving all the praise to God. I mean, at the Super Bowl. And then if you look, I'm sorry if this offends anybody, but the halftime show was demonic. You know, you had red flaming dress with white worshiping high. And there's demonic meaning there. And but Jesus was there because he had his soldiers speaking up for him. And the two that we follow, the heroes, you know, the two quarterbacks. So the most important positions. Think about that. Everybody wants to be the quarterback. Nobody wants to be a lineman. You know? So the two quarterbacks were, you know, pushing Christ and their you know, life and devotion to Jesus. So and just this for me, you know, it's a daily you got to understand it. It's a crucifixion on a daily basis. It's not. It's not easy. You know, we live in a world that is just upside down. And there's anger everywhere. I feel as if I'm walking through a, like, I don't know, chicken soup. It just feels like there's something in the air. It's just so out there, and you're pushing through it. And it's just, you know, but God's there, and He's showing up. And so I just challenge people to find your purpose and utilize your talents for the glory of God and to help others. We really need to reach out to others. You know, I saw that commercial last night for Tunnel for Towers, and I got tears in my eyes because I see these gentlemen and women that sacrificed their lives for our country and lost their limbs. And they're waiting for housing. And we, I don't want to say we don't want to help other people, but man, those people should all have houses instead of giving sending money all over the world. I mean, come on, because that just doesn't go anywhere. It goes to the governments that don't give it to the people. You know, Haiti is a dictatorship because it's a dictatorship. Send the money. The money doesn't go to them because it's not meant to. They don't want roads. They don't want hospitals. They want to keep the people in pain and misery. And that way you can control them. You know, so anyway, for me, it's just been a long journey. I'm grateful, but I'm also scared at times. And I'm also, you know, it's tough. You know, it's, you know, I'm alone, I'm by myself, and I have God, and you know, you just have to keep giving it to Him and understand what your purpose is, and look back to all the times He never left you. He never left you. You know, He was always there. And you know, I make a joke, you know, He used to throw a toothpick at me, and then it was a chopstick, and then it was maybe a piece of this, and next thing it was a railroad two by, you know, a railroad tie going through. It's time, you know, I'm here. Let's get to work. You know, so that's where I'm at. And, you know, I'm finding I'm in a season. I'm in a storm. You know, I closed my car business. Just felt as if it just wasn't in my heart anymore. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, where God wants me, where He wants me to use me. And I know there's something there, but, you know, I just keep praying. And for the first time in my life, I'm learning to slow down.
Yeah. Amen.
A tough learning, bro.
Well, Steve, it's great to have you with us. We are running out of time, and we once again want to just let you know that if you have a burden on your heart to make a difference in a mother's life that needs transportation, you may have a vehicle or a car, you can make a donation. You can get the car into someone's hands. It's going to make a difference. What's that webpage again,
Steve? It's wheelsfromtheheart.org.
Wheelsfromtheheart.org.